Blog Talk Radio.
Sabbath school from there. Listen up, everyone. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Integrity. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness is evil, of the transgressors means lawbreakers, shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. So when Jesus comes, I don't care how much money you have, it will profit you nothing. But righteousness delivers you from death. So try to be righteous so that you will be delivered from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall delight them, but transgressors or lawbreakers shall be taken in their own naughtiness. So whatever they're doing wrong, they will be taken in by their own naughtiness. They will get caught up in that, and that will destroy them. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish. His expectation will die too. And the hope of unjust men perish. All of it will die if you are unjust. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. So I am doing right, but the wicked will come in my stead. Verse 9, number 9. And the hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. That's true. When someone dies, you shout about it. Just like this last Supreme Court justice, when he perished, some people were glad. We shouted. Some people shouted. At least I did. By the blessing of upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. You won't talk about it. You'll hide it. There is where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. He that is surety of a stranger shall smart for it. Oh, Lord, let me read verse 15 again. He that is surety of a stranger shall smart for it. For he that hateth sureship is true. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and a strong man retaineth riches. A merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. A wicked worker worketh deceitful work. So this is saying someone is wicked, do wicked works. Let me start at verse 18 again. The wicked works a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteous tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it with his own death. They that are of a forward heart are admonition to the Lord, but such as are upright in their own way are his delight. So if you're doing things upright, you are a delight to the Lord. Through hand, joined in hand, the wicked shall be unpublished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. I think discretion among many words means without caution. Verse 23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattered and yet increase, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but is tendeth to poverty. Let me read verse 24 again, and I'm going to read it with my finger. There is that scattered and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but is tended with poverty. The liberal soul shall make it fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procures or obtain favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. Let me read verse 29 again. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. And the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is of a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed with in the earth, and more the wicked and the sinner. I've just read Proverbs 12:11, and I hope that everyone got something from that reading of Sabbath School. If you did not, I advise you or ask you to go back over and read it again for yourself. Next Sabbath or next Saturday, we will read Proverbs 12. Now, let us have a word of prayer. We're going to thank the Lord. Let's thank him. Our Father in heaven, I cannot praise and thank you enough for calling me out of darkness and bringing me into the light. I thank you for giving me the dream of feed your sheep. And that's what I am doing to the best of my ability. I thank you for doing that. Even though I've had rough times, I thank you for calling me out of the darkness. I thank you and I bless you for being that guiding light in my life. I thank you for being that always. We your sheep who were once lost. Thank you for everything. You for letting us know that we are in darkness and we are your people. And I am a black woman. We are. If you read this Bible, and I hope that the saints are reading this Bible as well as the white people, so that they will know that they are not the children of Israel. God is a dark-skinned man. I thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We see, thank, and praise you, Father, God, for allowing us to even pray to you, to know who you are, for bringing us out of darkness. We thank you for protecting us from the enemy. And I have grown to believe that the enemy is the white man. In Jesus' name, remove him. Thank you for allowing me to have this program. Last Sabbath, someone had messed with my program, and I thank you for me having it this day on TV. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, is better known as Jesus. I pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, children, I want you to remember this, that in Ecclesiastes 12:7, your body goes to the ground, but your soul goes to God. It goes up to a happy place. I want you to remember Ecclesiastes 12:1. I just gave you 12:7. Ecclesiastes 12:7, where your body goes to God. Your body goes to the ground and your soul goes to God. Now remember this. Ecclesiastes is the book that follows this book, the book of Proverbs, and it tells you, let me get there first, it tells you, Ecclesiastes 12 tells you to remember the Creator in the days of your youth, so that when the evil days come up, it says, what does it say? Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember that. I think that why I am an old person. You look at me as very old and say, "Ooh," but I remember God from my youth. And when I got sick, I felt nothing, no pain at all. And I didn't start feeling pain until after, just about now, sometimes I feel pain. another thing that I want you children to remember is Isaiah 26:3, where he will keep you in perfect peace. That's what got me through hard times in my life. Some of the hard times almost took me away from feeding the Lord's sheep. I thank God for that. Also, sheep, I want you to remember to read for yourselves Isaiah 13, where it tells you that in this day that the people that are over black people, that their faces are going to turn pink and red because they shall be afraid, and they're going to have pangs and sorrows that will take hold of them. That's in Isaiah chapter 8. And it says, too, I want you to read Isaiah chapter 13. I want you to read all of it and get an understanding. Right now, I think that the meat will rise against them. It says here in verse 17, in verse 17 of chapter 13, it says, "Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them." And, you know, I want you to read that and come to your own conclusion. I know that I have, and I don't want to bring you to no conclusion. Right now, I'm supposed to feed God's sheep. I want you to go to John chapter, I think I am in chapter 21. That is going to be our lesson we're going to read to you today. John. Now, I don't understand why I'm having such a hard time finding John 21. Here I found it, where Jesus is having breakfast on the Sea of Tiberias with his disciples. Although he has risen, he has come back to them. They did not say anything. I want you to read this and know that Jesus had breakfast with them on the Sea of Tiberias. Get your maps, or look in on your computer and just find the Sea of Tiberias. That's spelled T-I-B-E-R-I-A-S, Tiberias. That's somewhere, it looks like I had, it may be over towards like Egypt. But anyway, I want this, I'm going to read chapter 21, and you will have an understanding where the Sea of Tiberias is. And that's, it's off the Mediterranean, I think. I don't have the map in front of me. I have the Bible in front of me. John chapter 1. Let us start reading there. Okay? It says, "After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias and on the wise showed he himself. There were also Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and the two other disciples. Let me read that. And two of his disciples, Simon Peter, called unto them, I go fishing. They say to him, well, they say to him, we also go with you. It says, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately in the night thereby caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They said to him, no. And he said unto them, cast a net on the other side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. Therefore, the disciples said unto Jesus, let me say, read verse 7 again. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon saw, now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he gripped verse 7 again. Therefore, the disciples whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded the fisherman's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came and saw. And let me read that again, verse 8. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but was at, excuse me, I turned around and was looking at something else that's going on in my house. And he and the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were on land and saw the fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread, Jesus said unto them, bring the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fish, and 153 And for there were so many, yet was not the net broken. We had a lot of fish, but it did not break the net. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. So I there having fish for breakfast in the mornings, I will start myself having fish for breakfast, probably fish and grits, but I will start having fish as they did. I am at verse 10 now. Well, let me go back up to verse 9. As soon as then as they were come to land, they saw fire and coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring the fish which you have caught, which you have now. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fish, 153 and 4. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And in the disciples durst ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was Jesus. Jesus then cometh and breaketh bread and gave them, and likewise fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, Jesus was risen from the dead. Verse 15. We are in John 21, verse 15. Let's read. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you knowest that I love you, that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest you me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you knowest that I love you. He said to him, feed my sheep. He said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because the Lord had said to him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you knowest all things. You knowest that I love you. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. In a way, it was similar. I had a dream many years ago where the Lord told me to feed his sheep, and I would not do it. It took me a long time to do it, but I started out 7.5 years ago trying my best to feed his sheep. I got this another program in Detroit at another radio station, radio TV station. I am so glad they had me on. And I was trying to, and I started feeding God's sheep. God wants us to know what is in this Bible. Once you start reading the Bible, you will begin to know here a little and there a little. As it tells you in Isaiah 28, I think it is, you will start knowing here a little and there a little. You will find out that Jesus was and is a black man. So don't be afraid to see a black man coming from heaven. As he went up, he's going to come down. And when they start World War III, so you stop all of this killing and hatefulness and try to read your Bible. Don't try. Read your Bible. You might come out with a better understanding than I have. Verse 17 of John 21, he said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you, I lovest thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you was young, you girdest yourself and walkest whither thou wouldest. He's telling Peter, he's saying, you went where you wanted to go, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth your hand, and another shall gird you. Gird is to hold you up and carry you where you wouldest not. So when he got old, he's saying, this person is going to carry you where you do not want to go, where you would not go. This spake he, signifying the death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto them, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple of Jesus. Let me read verse 20 again. And bear with me. One day I will not read as bad. We just have a little to go on this chapter. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciples whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, it is well that he tarrieth till I come. What is it to you? Follow you me. What is it? Jesus is saying, what's it to you? You follow me. The man that betrayed Jesus said, what is it to you? Follow me. Then when this thing aboard among the brethren, and that disciple should not die, yet Jesus said, "Follow me." I'm getting all mixed up. Then I'm at verse 23. Then when this saying abroad went among the brethren, that disciple should not die, yet Jesus said unto him, "Follow me." He shall not die, but I will that he tarry till I come. What is it to you? He says, "Tarry means to wait until I come." What is it to you? This is the disciple which testify of these things. He wrote these things and know that his testimony is true. Verse 25, and there are also many things which Jesus did, which is, if they had to be written, every one, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. I have just finished reading to you chapter 21 of John. Next week, we will start reading book 1 of Acts. So, I want you to start reading Proverbs 12 and then Acts 1. Let us take the time to have a closing prayer. Thank you for being in Sabbath school with me. Father in heaven, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. I know who the evil one is, and I will tell those who are listening to me. It is, as I said, I believe that it is the white brother. Be on your guard as I will be. I thank you for listening, because you could have listened to someone else and could have been doing something else. But you listening with me, thank you very much. I'll see you next Sabbath. Buy my books from Amazon. Right now, I want you to get the passing and the broken plant. Those that eat.
Father, help your children.
I am on
Amazon. Don't let them fall.
It's my evil.
By the side.
I thank you.
Of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know.
heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.